Hey everybody, this is Corey Huff from The Abundant Artist, and today we are talking with Marianne Goodell. Hi Marianne.
Hi Corey.
Yeah. So Marianne is an artist. She, a couple of years ago, about a year and a half ago, she took our class, How to Sell Your Art Online, and she's been working through the course materials a couple times, and she's implemented a lot of what we've talked about in the class and what she's learned in other places. And her business has changed a lot over the last year and a half. So hi, Marianne, we're going to talk about that a little bit. So before we get started, Marianne, why don't you just tell me, where were you in your art business a year and a half ago before you started taking classes with The Abundant Artist?
Okay. First of all, it's only been 9 months since I've been working with you, if you want to know.
Seriously,
it's only been 9 months. So, but before that, I've been making jewelry since 2001, and that's been okay. It's more of a dabbling hobby thing. As far as my art, painting, I've been doing that for about 4 years in earnest. And basically, my sales all along have been more luck than sense. I've basically sold things. Most everything I've made has sold. However, I give it away at a ridiculously low price, or don't get repeat customers, or so it was just very willy-nilly, very wherever. And then also I would make things to please everyone. So somebody would say, oh, I really like landscapes. And so I felt like I had to make landscape paintings. Or, oh, I really like beaded earrings in red. And so I felt like I had to do that. And so I was very all over the place, not focused, and just hoping and praying that something would sell.
Interesting.
So that's where I was.
So you didn't really have a strategy?
None.
Okay. And when you signed up for the How to Sell Your Art Online program, what were you hoping to get out of the class? Like, what were you, why did you sign up?
I signed up, we started with the Facebook marketing, because first of all, I like the idea of hiding behind the computer, so I like that. And then I started with the Facebook, I did one of your freebie website things, and then I decided I was going to bite the bullet and do the How to Sell Your Art Online. What I wanted was the steps to find out how to sell online. And what my anticipation was you were going to say things like, post here, click here, sell here, you're done. So that was kind of what I wanted, and that's why I signed up.
Okay. And what was your experience going through the class? Did what you get match expectations?
What I got ultimately did, because I got sales and I'm getting followers. Mm-hmm. The process, however, was nothing what I expected.
Okay.
Can I tell our little backstory about you offending me?
Yeah.
So when we were doing the Facebook, I did the Facebook class first, and then you did a little how to create a website thing. And I was all excited about my website. I had everything that I've ever made on my website. You looked on my website, and I was all proud of myself. And you asked me, what do you want? And I could not answer your question. I wanted to sell. We're going to have my cat come here in a second. I wanted to sell. I wanted to do things. I mean, I wanted everything to just be, oh, yeah, you did a really good job. But I could not answer. There she is. She's always with me. I always wanted, or I just expected all this praise. And basically what you said, I could not answer what I wanted, and I could not answer how much money I wanted to make. And so then you basically said, well, great job, good luck, kind of. I mean, and it wasn't, you didn't do it in a rude way, but you basically said it was definitely not where you were going, and we weren't going to have a match. And that sent me into a tailspin. And so I really had to dig deep. And so then when I decided, okay, then I do want to get serious about my business. So that's when I decided to buy How to Sell Your Online course. And what I discovered in that course wasn't step A, post on Facebook, step B, you know, post on Instagram and then send an email and this is what you write in your email. It was that dig deep and focus why you create, because I used to be, oh, I just create it because I love it. You made there was this whole building of this infrastructure of getting our website exactly where it needs to be, getting a focused message, telling, so, and learning that not everybody's going to like what you do. All of that just totally blew me away. It was not at all what I expected. And I didn't expect it to be so personal. There was a lot of personal excavation that I didn't expect because I wanted to stay private. But through that, I think it helped me get focused to then talk to the people who really want and like my stuff. And then it is like post on Facebook and whatnot. So yeah, that was the big surprise.
So I'm curious about that. I've heard this kind of feedback before. When you say that you wanted to stay personal, what does that mean to you?
I didn't realize until I took this course how much of an introvert I am. I feel like I'm really social, but I think I would rather be the interviewer than the interviewee. And so when we were, my work deals a lot with emotions. It deals a lot with excavating emotions within. And so I knew that was going to be my message, but I didn't realize I was also going to have to express that in a way. I mean, I won't necessarily give my deep, dark secrets, but there is still a lot of putting yourself out there, showing your personality, talking more to people than I'd like. So that, I think, was really shocking.
Okay. Can you give me an example of how you have allowed yourself to appear in your business and in your marketing?
Now that I kind of know my message, I'm more comfortable, so I'm not trying to please everybody. Mm-hmm. So I'm allowing myself to be me, which sometimes is goofy, which sometimes is, you know, I don't know, whatever. Even when I type my posts on Facebook or whatever, I'll do a woot woot or I'll, so I'm kind of expressing me through that medium or media. And then also even when I meet people, I'm a little bit more okay with this is what I am, this is what I do, and there you go.
Not worrying so much about making sure people perceive you a certain way, just allowing yourself to be yourself.
Yes. Yes, and my heart too. I call them my little Coreyisms, and every now and then I have things that, like you said, not everybody's going to like your stuff. That was shocking to me. but it's true. I mean, of course not everybody's going to like my stuff, but that was something that was really, but now knowing that and knowing that that's okay also lets me be okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. So tell us about what has happened in your business in the last 9 months. How has your business increased or changed?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So obviously, like what we've just talked about, I am going to kind of look at my notes on this because there have been so many changes.
Right.
So when I started the Facebook class, I was at 240-ish likes at that point. Followed the instructions in that, and then I did the How to Sell Your Art Online course. I'm up to 1536 likes, and another core-ish that came through where, you know, you're going to get unlikes and you're going to get likes and eventually it'll balance out. I'm finally at the trend where I'm not so many unlikes and it's just
increasing, right?
Yeah, without a lot of promotion on my part as far as just soliciting likes anymore. Mm-hmm. So I've got that. I have my own website now. Just my own personal focus. I actually have true collectors who are asking for new stuff. What are you doing? Where they seriously are communicating with me, messaging me. I want another one. When are you going to sell that one? What's happening with that one? So there's that conversation happening. An understanding how to engage people on Facebook and Instagram. That one seems to be very natural for me now. Mm-hmm. A clearer understanding of my path, like we talked about earlier. The one where I said not everyone's going to like what I do. And then also a big one was not selling myself short. That was a huge one.
Talking about pricing?
Yeah. I don't know if you remember from How to Sell Your Art.
Yes.
Because one of my goals was not to have guilt. And we worked with that directly. And you said to me, if they want it bad enough, they'll get it. Whenever someone wants something, I mean, so I have these little Corey quotes in my head now, and that one was really good because, in fact, the other day I had that very thing happen with one of my paintings. Someone asked how much, I told them, and then no more conversation. 2 days later, same painting, someone else asked, they bought it.
There you go.
So, yeah, so I still have the urge, like if someone hesitates, I have the urge to automatically discount. So I notice myself doing that, but I'm like, no, because if they really want it, they will. And then I don't end up resenting them for buying it for so cheaply because I was doing that. But really, I was telling them they could. So that was a huge thing. We've already talked about the unliking, that that was okay. My jewelry, I actually have it in a local gallery. Happened this just a few months ago. I'm having a solo show at my library. I'm daring to do that. And then I'm also meeting with a couple people in Park City to show my stuff in a couple of spaces.
That's awesome.
So that seriously is in 9 months.
That's great. Now, you mentioned just before we started recording here, you mentioned that you started a promotion that is going really well and that you've been getting some regular sales. Tell me about that.
Okay, so I'm kind of like one of the people in that you interviewed. She was the one of your, I think it was an Instagram person. I don't know. I've listened to lots of your interviews. But anyway, one of the people talked about they kind of have their hands everywhere. And in the sense of they have certain things in this location, this location, this location. And so I had a more entry-level piece that I auctioned on a Facebook auction thing. And the response to that pendant was just crazy. The auction went nuts. People were like, I want it. Oh, would you make me one? Whatever. So because of that, and it was only in like a 6-hour period of time that it was so well received. So I thought, you know what? People are asking about this. I'm going to just plop this on my Facebook page and say, I sold this, but I am willing to make more of it. And I am willing, you know, so comment below if you want one. And I think I should have run the promotion differently because keeping track of the comments has been nuts because I have gotten, for a while there, one day I literally got 4 sales in one day.
Nice.
And so again, once I was noticing the response, I thought, okay, I'm going to boost this post. So I boosted it on Facebook and it's still running. And I just messaged right before we started, I just messaged another person that wants one. So it's kind of like, again, it's my message of, you know, excavating emotions, whatever, and it's tying to this piece of jewelry. So I'm clear on my message. People are responding, and it's just cuckoo.
I love it. So this is so great because you went from being in a place where you were operating out of fear, you were trying to be all things to all people rather than staying true to your artistic voice. You were letting other people dictate the terms of your business, and now suddenly you are, you know, standing firm on your pricing, you're standing firm on what you want, you are making sales every day. It's just a big transformation. That's really cool.
It's,
I like
totally
that.
Crazy. Yeah. It is cool.
Well, Marianne, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it. Do you have any parting advice for artists who might be trying to figure out what to do or operating in the same place that you were 9 months ago?
I think what I'd say, like, my takeaway is I'm going to answer this idea of like what I took away. One, it's hard work. I am working hard. I was working hard before, but it was willy-nilly. This has been really hard work. I mean, I'm on my computer in the mornings. I'm on my computer at night. I'm getting beeps during the day. So it's hard work, but it's okay because at least it's directional. And there is that element of needing to work on it constantly. Not everyone's going to like what you do. I think that was probably one of my best takeaways because it just made me comfortable. And then, the other thing that was so good that you had us do that I was so shocked about was getting clear on what you do and why. That one blew me away. I was like, why are you making us do this? My cat's going to knock something off. Why are you making us do this? But you, but once I got clear, it's just like, now I just do the work. I just show up every day and do the work. So, and it's possible.
And you don't have to worry about all the mental noise that comes with, should I be doing this? Should I be doing that? Yeah.
So thank you.
Cool. Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Marianne. And we'll say goodbye to everybody.
Okay, bye everybody. Thank you.